What's up, guys? It's me, Jan, back again from the sheepskin.
And I don't really think it can be back again since this is literally the first time.
Hey, well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah. So this is Logan. I'm out here, you know, I got the lumbar chair support, so I'm feeling pretty nice. I got my feet out. No sand on them yet, but hopefully that comes in the future.
Yeah, well, this is just going to be a sort of laid-back kind of ordeal. We got big plans for the future. We got the season one finale, the Pizza King, which is the true Pizza King, Cassano's or Pizza King episode. That I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, we also have a special episode 3 planned for you all. It's going to be insane. I know a lot of people have been looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of participants out here. And episode 2, that's the Down to 2 special, 2/22/22, coming live on 2/22/22 on that day.
We're streaming that live. Actually not, but...
You know how it is.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how it is. I think I just peaked insanely hard there. So.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. It took insanely long to set this up to our listeners who follow the cast.
Fans of the show.
Fans of the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
The vamps.
Shout out my vamps out there. You know who you are.
Yeah. It took around 2 hours to very legally acquire Adobe Audition and set it up so that we could record 2 mics on 1 computer. It was honestly like kind of insanity how that happened.
Yeah, it was a very legal and very cool process. I'd recommend it to anyone, especially if you like to sail the high seas. It's a pretty good thing to do. I don't know why Windows makes it nearly impossible to record 2 mics at once, but look at us now. We're running off battery power. Even we didn't even need the power supply.
Yeah, Bill Window really, he set it up good for us. I think.
Yeah.
He's Tim Apple at least gives us some consolations with the support on the cast support, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean Tim Apple, shout out to him, by the way. He's letting us upload this for free onto iTunes, unfortunately for our listeners who are gonna have to listen to this podcast when it comes out.
But. Much the dismay of our of the fans of the show that have to listen to this.
Yeah, so what I wanna know is after we get into this and we see how bad the peaking is on some of these, do we mix them or is it just gonna be clipped to insanity? We're gonna have just ear rape occasionally just thrown in there.
I honestly think that's just what we're gonna have to deal with, right? Because I mean, we're getting on our feet, right?
I mean, there's such a difference in quality of audio equipment right here.
Well, okay, I did spend a little bit more money on my USB mic, but you know, that's
it's still a USB mic, so
it's still a USB mic, you know. The quality is not that different. I mean, eventually, once we on season 5 of the show, we're going to be hitting it with the professional quality, studio quality kind of shit.
Yeah, we'll have our Jungle Gym studio.
Yeah, we'll have the Jungle Gym studio. We'll be in the West House ever.
Yeah, the West House ever. We'll have its own recording booth in the closet
for yeah.
everyone to come chill out in. And also, I think another thing it's important to add is that no matter what we do, we will still have higher recording quality than your favorite billionaire rapper ever will. So we are not using iPhone mics here. We'll make that clear.
We are above and we are more elite than him. And our stuff is out for free. You don't have to buy the stem player. So
possibly the GOAT no cap this show.
Yeah, it is the GOAT no cap.
Yeah.
Shout out Prod by Zach, by the way.
Yeah, maybe Prod by Zach can stop by.
Yeah.
That's more like a season 3 thing.
Yeah, I'd put that at season 4.
Season 4.
Peggy season 3.
Peggy season 3. Freddie Gibbs season 3.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just said Freddie Gibbs twice, but you know how it is.
Let's talk about the Farmer School of Beer for a second. I do kind of want to talk about this. It's insane how accessible it is at nighttime.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you ever came down here to beautiful Oxford, Ohio, by the way, it's really worth a stop. You come down here and you're like, man, it's a Friday night. I have some homework to do. Where do I do it? I mean, King Library, that's a bit of a far walk. Doing it in my dorm room is just not an option because of the insanity that goes on in the halls. So where do I go?
Or the amount of Mountain Dew that your roommate drinks. You know, it's one situation or the other, really.
Yeah, I mean, there's always something going on. So where do you head up, Jan? Where do you go?
Well, I personally would hit up the Farmer School of Beer in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best part about the beer school is you can hit it up literally anytime you want.
Yeah.
As we learned last night. What happened?
we went there to do the homework. We found an empty classroom, and we were, I mean, they just let you use the projectors at any point during the day, right? So we got in there, we turned on the projector, we jammed out to some tunes, we christened the room the Gilbert Room of Dirt, obviously. We made a quite wonderful picture that I think we'll be using for the logo of this podcast on iTunes for at least the first couple of episodes. And we just jammed out. And then after we finished, we got Ben up in the house. And then what else did we do?
Friend of the show, Ben is, by the way. Yeah. In case you're following from Dubai, potentially, or also
Kuwait.
Kuwait. We do have some Kuwait fans as well. I bet they have a lot of oil to have money from. So that's always great. But, yeah, Ben showed up. And one of the greatest things about the beer school is actually the number of showers that it has. So, you know, if you're going to school to study beer, there's always the possibility that you'll need to take a shower, because sometimes things just get too crazy, or maybe shotgun gone wrong, something like that. But we went up to the third floor of the beer school, and we found that there were actually four showers, and two of them were in the gender-neutral bathrooms, and then there was one each for one of the men's and women's rooms. But what happened at the women's room shower?
Well, the women's room shower was out of order because it would leak into a classroom beneath it. Actually, it wasn't a classroom. It was the Department of Entrepreneurship.
Yeah, shout out to Michelle Stecker, Dr. Michael Conger, any of you who may have hung out in the Entrepreneurship Department lounge room and gotten spit on by the third floor shower room.
Also,
just a harrowing experience that might have been.
I would like to give a big shout out to Heelys and Indubitably. That they played a big role in our experience on Friday night. Overall, just a swell time.
Snoop Dogg, I believe, was in the mix as well.
Snoop Dogg was, yes, I believe. I do recall seeing his name about.
A boot.
And also, we were somehow able to worm our way outside onto the roof terrace. Via the dean's office.
Yeah, so, I mean, once we hit the roof, you know, you think of, for so long, what am I going to do once I hit the roof of the Farmer School of Beer? I mean, so many people have tried to access it over the years, and just no one's been able to succeed. So you kind of just spend many days of your life just thinking about what you will do when you finally get up there. But then once those doors open and you're out there on the terrace, it just kind of all releases from your body. Like, you finally made it, and you realize there's nothing else that you really need to do other than just be there and take in the moment.
Yeah, and you're screaming from the rooftops, not just metaphorically, but also physically. And you just want the whole world to know your crowning achievement, right? That you made it to the pinnacle of the Farmer School of Beer.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's a pinnacle, obviously, but it's also a figurative and literal mountaintop of... You know how our campus is shaped, where we have down at the Dittmer parking lot, it goes up. I mean, that may be the highest point on campus.
I would definitely assume that it is one of the highest accessible points. Obviously, Bell Tower and the Pulley Tower, they do have a little bit higher elevation, but I don't think they're achievable to the mortal man.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then... Also, what we would like to do in the future, once we hit up the beer school for another opportunity, is we believe that there may be some secret hidden floors close by to the rooftop of the Farmer School of Beer. There look like there may be room for two of them, and they may be accessible by these stairs that were actually protected by a door that was actually locked. Many doors in the Farmer School of Beer are never locked, including the dean's office and lounge. That's how we were able to get out onto the roof in the first place. That's actually a lounge for them, with nice tables and chairs for them to, you know, send out angry emails, maybe fine some students for not wearing a mask while walking to the bathroom, things like that. Very important things. And we believe that in the future, we might be able to hit one of the secret floors with no windows, so definitely let us know if you'd be up for that.
And if we're able to access this this floor, we obviously would bring the equipment along to record a brief 5-10 minute episode, you know, just to get like the get live updates, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the ambiance up there, probably in a stairwell, would be pretty nutty, honestly. I believe, you know, we get some reverberation going on, just that really The acoustics would be absolutely terrible. Yeah, and acoustics. I think that would just be a special moment.
Yeah, it would be very special indeed. We definitely are going to record an ep in the empty auditorium, Farmer Auditorium, where many accounting students have their dreams crushed because they can't learn anything.
And then many more accounting students actually have their dreams lifted up by their bootstraps, by totally legally and very coolly taking their final exam and definitely completing the questions themselves with no assistance from the outside sources.
I've never been an accounting student, so I can't confirm or deny this. I'm currently a chemical engineering student.
Yeah, and I'm out here in the software engineering world, which is really a world that you just cannot describe it. You must be in it to have any sort of idea about what goes on in the software engineering department. But I would like to make a special shout out to my man, Misam, who taught CSE 174, as well as Dr. DJ Rao, who is currently teaching CSE 271, just for having a positive outlook on the profession as well as life in general.
And I would also like to shout out all engineering students who shower at least once a week. If you know who you are, if you're a friend of the show, hit us up, please.
And speaking of showers, not only do we know that the engineering students who shower at least biweekly is a rare club, but we also are inviting any and all engineering students in this particular club to take a shower in the Farmer School of Beer.
Yes, and this will be a momentous occasion. The podcast, friends of the show, engineers, they all hitting up the Farmer School of Beer just to take a quick dip in the very tub-looking showers of Farmer School of Beer.
Yeah, so if you ever actually want to create your own replica of the Farmer School of Beer showers, we believe it's as simple as taking a bathtub, uncocking it from the wall, and just turning it on its side so it's standing vertically. And then from there, you can add in really any sort of water source of your choice, whether it be, you know, a bucket, maybe one of those cat spray bottles, something like that. That would kind of replicate the water pressure as well. Since it has to go up to the third floor, it's not very strong.
Yeah, I would personally opt for a garden hose that has been sitting out for 15 years in this hot sun. And I think that is one of the more perfect representations of the Farmer School of Beer ambiance. And can I talk for a second about how, like, I'm sure that many friends of the show know what the backrooms are. Do you know what the backrooms are, Logan?
I believe you might have to explain that for our viewers at home.
Okay. An explanation is, like, it's a piece of internet lore that, I guess, an urban legend. If you noclip or phase out of reality, you will be put into this alternate dimension called the backrooms, where it just looks like an empty office space with yellow walls and shaggy carpet, and you're just trapped there. It's an infinite plane of these rooms. And I was really reminded of that when I was in the Farmer School of Beer. I felt like it was a never-ending labyrinth of yellow cream-colored walls. It honestly felt a little bit apocalyptic, dystopian.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely how I felt when I was exploring my career as a Farmer School of Beer prospective grad. And it just took me a few brief days, probably about three, of taking classes, especially in the basement, to realize that it was just not the pathway for me. So I believe that in the future, you may have to experience that as well, Jan.
I sure hope I do not ever have to experience this. Although, from my brief midnight encounter of the Farmer School of Beer, I do have to say the facilities are quite nice. I would definitely paint everything a different color. But the things that they just let students access at any hour of day is really quite astounding.
Yeah, it's an astonishing place. I mean, I'm still not sure why they created this school that was so nice and had all of these amenities if there was no homework for the students to do. I don't really understand the thinking behind that. I mean, you have Hughes Hall, which is essentially just a labyrinth of old, you know, laboratories and whatnot, and that's really, I believe, where the nicer homework facilities should be, because the students who are in Hughes Halls are far more likely to actually have to do homework. So I don't understand what the Farmer School of Beer is doing. I mean, is every classroom just supposed to be its own Cardi mosh pit or what?
Have you ever been to the third floor of Hughes Hall?
I think I've maxed out at the second floor.
All right. So there, in Hughes Hall, it has like this weird tendency to completely separate its floors into two inaccessible halves. So if you want to go to the main third floor, you take any staircase, it will lead you there. but you have, if you want to access like three classrooms on the third floor, you have to go basically outside up a staircase and then back inside on the third floor. It's really quite insane, the construction of this place.
Yeah, and that, my friends, is what we like to call in the business quality engineering.
Yeah.
And Laws Hall is actually another example of this. If you know, they actually have to have two separate elevators that are right next to each other, and one of them goes up to the third floor while the other one only maxes out at the second. I'm not entirely sure why, but that's just how it is.
Yeah. You can tell that Miami has a great engineering department based on how all their buildings are designed.
Yeah, and another contender on that list for best designed building in the area would absolutely have to be Bachelor's Hall. And what are we doing next year in Bachelor's Hall, Jan?
Yeah, we're actually going to be living there. We're going to be spending all of our time there. We're sure to record a few eps there. West House Ever, we're going to be calling it.
Yeah, easily. And if you know anything about Bachelor's Hall here at Miami University in beautiful Oxford, Ohio, it's actually kind of like a Pentagon-style deal going on, except it's just a square. So there are halls on the outside that are just very skinny and long, and they essentially are like sides that form a square. And then on the inside, there's just a bunch of blank space where there's absolutely nothing.
I believe they have what is known as a courtyard there, but it is never used. So we will actually be constructing our own house there and living there.
Yeah, I mean, as far as we're concerned, it's just free real estate. So
yeah.
I think just the first person to put their flag down and really just, you know, get to work, start digging a house up, and especially one with a basement, I feel like could be some potential right there.
Yeah, and obviously it's Bachelor Hall. We're going to be drinking. We're going to be smoking, all the bachelor activities. It's just natural for a place that's called Bachelor Hall, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing we might have to look at is, especially considering what we're going to be dealing with, is possibly the re-theme of Bachelor's Hall into something that's more conducive to West House Ever.
Yeah. And right now, what's Bachelor's Hall used for? Math? English?
Yeah, math. I don't really know. I believe Super Smash Bros. Club might meet in Bachelor's Hall, but it also could be Laws. I'm not sure.
Friend of the show, Jacob, is regularly visiting that building. All right. For those who don't know, we will have resident Smash Bros. Expert Jacob on later this season to give us some insight on the meta of the game. I believe we will have some guests from Purdue.
Yes, as well. Some experts from Purdue University will be coming down. They're much more talented than Jacob is at Smash Bros., so they'll be sure to give him a few pointers, and
mm-hmm.
we'll see what goes from there. Mm-hmm. I don't think either of us are particularly well-versed in Smash, so we'll be all ears as well.
Of course. Well, I mean, I've played a round or two, but I'm nowhere near the level of, I'm assuming, these experts in Purdue are. And I'm also not nearly on the same level as Jacob. And Jacob is far worse than the Purdueian experts.
The Purdudes.
The Purdudes, exactly. Yeah, I believe we're going to be having some play-by-play and some interviews during that episode.
Yeah, so definitely leave a comment down below on who you would like to see be interviewed for this historic event. And also, while we're at it, we might as well lay out some of the additional plans we have for the future. Obviously, we mentioned the Donda 2 special, which is probably going to be an absolute behemoth of a podcast coming up on Wednesday.
That'll be the upcoming episode. And then after that, we're going to be having the podcast that I'm looking the most forward to, the Sparkling Water Special. We will be having three guests, hopefully, on, and we're going to leave those a surprise for you guys. Those who are the guests know already, friends of the show. And then what else do we have planned?
Yeah, so after that, there's obviously the chicken tender taste test, which, you know, that's going to have to wait until we build that house in the middle of Bachelor's Hall courtyard so we can take my air fryer down and really, you know, get to the bottom of the question that everyone's been asking for quite some time, but no one really knows the answer to. I mean, when you want to get a tendy and all you know is that you want a tendy, where should you go? I feel like a lot of people's perceptions are warped because they'll have the tendy and it won't necessarily hit the spot, but since they're so hungry, they don't even realize it. So we're going to make sure everyone's full, everyone's healthy. We're just going to get some tendies.
Well, I can tell you one place where I wouldn't go for tendies. The Miami University Red Zone restaurant. That place has some of the worst tendies I've ever had in time. And you ask them for buffalo sauce, and what do they give you? They give you Texas Pete. Give me your thoughts on Texas Pete, Logan.
Well, I mean, everyone knows who's had Texas Pete. Just kind of what it's packing. It's a very, you know, watery gasoline consistency. And it tastes roughly the same as gasoline as well. It's not a very good sauce because it kind of just drips off of whatever you dip it in. And it also tastes like liquid death. So, not water, but actual liquid death.
Yeah, the actual liquid death. Not sponsored, by the way.
Yeah.
Liquid death, hit us up, please. We would love to hear something from that, from you guys.
We know you're watching.
Friend of the show, I hope you would call yourself.
Manifest it.
Yeah.
Trial.
And then also, in the next episode, we will hopefully have a soundboard that is currently working, so we can have your favorite reactions to everything that is being currently said. We might even have some DJ drama ad-libs on the soundboard.
We might have some Playboy Cardi clips. We might have the Gilbert memes.
All of your favorites might be coming to the show, including the new Playboy Cardi phase, the Bluegrass special.
Exactly. And I honestly can't wait for this new era of Cardi music, the Bluegrass era. I'm personally a big fan of Bluegrass music. I don't know about you, Logan, but I personally love the harmonies, the banjo, you know, the whole shebang.
Yeah, I mean, those things are definitely some of what Cardi is known for, especially the banjo. I think he's pretty prolific on that instrument, and we're just going to be waiting to see and analyze that new era. We will be there for you every step of the way.
And those are some of the things that you can look forward to coming in the future, but I think that we're going to be wrapping up this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed so much.
Yeah, I mean, any final words that you guys want to have, just, you know, hit us up with them. I'm sure you're very angry at all of us, so... Yeah,
we'll give a moment of silence for you guys to scream at us real quick.